Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. It's me, your host, KC, calling out of Richmond, Virginia. Look, today we have an awesome guest, man, Keela Hunt from UMB Radio. She'll be on in a few minutes. But look, let me go ahead and plug a couple of events that's going to be going down May 14th through the 18th. You already know, Sweet Heat Atlanta. She's Zone is a proud promotional sponsor. So I need you all to log on to www.sweetheatmiami.com and get involved in this awesome lesbian experience, man. It's going down in Miami. Yes. Labor Day weekend. If you do not know, and I'm Poopcana, She's Zone is also a proud promotional sponsor of DR Takeover 15. Y'all make sure y'all check out www.drtakeover15.com. And also, if you do not know, She's On will be going to California, Team Bush She's Pride. So make sure, ladies, if this is what you want, stay plugged, because I'm going to be giving out tickets. I'm talking about all the exclusive VIP tickets with your favorite host, your favorite actresses, your favorite entertainers, man, it's going to go down, you know? Definitely, definitely. So first of all, let me go ahead. While we're waiting on Keela to click in, matter of fact, never mind, she's on. All right. All right, Keela, how are you, man?
How you doing now?
Yeah, love energy. The energy is off the chain. That's what I'm talking about.
For real. I'm super excited. I really appreciate the opportunity for allowing me to come on here. It's super cool. And you sound so sexy and so small, too. I was listening to you. Sound like a
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need that. You made me smile. Made my day.
I do.
Hey, you made my day, man. I'm telling you. Real talk. So how are you, man? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. You want me to go into all the way about myself? Like, my career?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay.
We're going to get into the career, but I want to know, who is Keela? Who are you outside of all of your career? Like, who am I speaking to?
Super Goofy Key. I go by Keela, and those out there who don't know me, and I appreciate everyone who's tuning in and stuff like that, and She's On and all that good stuff, for giving me, again, the little platform and opportunity. Not little, but the platform and opportunity. But I go by Keela the Hunter. Everyone calls me Key. I have my own radio show. And it makes me so excited to talk about. I host my own radio show every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a platform for all women, no matter the gender, the sexual orientation. I said gender. No matter the sexual orientation, culture, religion, all that good stuff. It's just a platform. It's empowering women and stuff. But, oh, yeah, you said more about me. I don't know. I'm super, super cool. I'm going to be super creative. I don't know how to go. Where to go without talking about my many gifts and stuff and my talent. You gotta give me more, like, more specific questions. Let's see. Super intelligent. You gotta check me out because I'm super cool and I'm always super cool. So if you're having a long day, then I'm definitely the one. Hit me up. You hit me up because I give you some positive words. I give you some good energy and stuff like that. Oh, and I'm always so energetic like this for the most part because I'm just happy to be alive. You know, I've been in situations. So we all have been through obstacles and trials and stuff like that. Well, my obstacle that I went through when I lost my health, it taught me a great deal and I actually learned from it. And it changed my perspective on life and stuff and on situations. So I view things differently than other people, which keeps me feeling good. I feel good. I know that trials, I don't want to keep talking and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so just ask me some questions more about the radio show. I do a lot of things. I'm working right now on my T-shirts. Hand painted T-shirts, graffiti / urban art and stuff. You gotta check me out and add me because I'm super cool. Okay.
I'm loving the energy. Oh my goodness. So, how did you get the name Akila the Hun? Like, where did the Hun come from? Like, Akila your first name or?
No, that's interesting. It didn't. My name. My first name is Akila, and of course, people tease me and they go, equated with a killer. But a friend of mine, spitting wise, when I spit, I come a little bit, I guess the way that I come on the mic is a little raw and stuff. So my homie, a DJ that I used to deal with when I was quite young, I'm a little older now, he named me a killer to hunt, kind of similar to, not similar, because a killer to hunt was pretty, pretty horrible after I took the time out to look him up. But I had already established the name by then, so... But he actually gave me that name. But he also gave me the name Key as well. I go by Killer the Hunt, a.k.a. the Key. And they call me Key, well, the Key, because I drop jewels when I spit. You know what I'm saying? They always say knowledge is the key to life, so that's why they call me the Key. And then Killer the Hunt came from that. So, yeah.
Okay. So now I'm getting it. So I hear you say music, and I hear you say the radio. And see, now we're about to get into who Akila is. So tell me exactly all of your talents. I'm interested. I know about the radio. I'm just learning about the music. So come on, throw it on me.
All right. So I take it out. Well, I do a lot of different things. Usually I started out doing music. You guys can actually, again, you just Google my name, Akila the Hun. Plenty of stuff will come up. I've been on a lot of different albums. My discography will come up. I've been on albums that were released in Japan, Germany, actually the one in Germany. If you guys are familiar with some very legendary hip hop artists, Cannabis, Keith Murray, and maybe Killer Priest and Corrupt, they were actually on. I was on a featured on a mixtape with them as well. It dropped a couple years ago. I've been doing music for a very long time. I do conscious music, not mainstream, but good stuff. I've been doing music. I'm 32 now. I've been writing since I was like maybe 9 years old. I've been spitting since I was about 9 years old. So I've been doing it for a very long time. I also draw. And, what's crazy is if you guys out there, if you're familiar, and if you checked out my artwork, just to let you know, I'm 32. I started drawing when I was 26. And I let you know that you do anything that you want. All you have to do is have passion and discipline enough to want to learn it and stuff, you know what I mean? So, when I got sick, I had a lot of time on my hand. I always wanted to learn how to draw. So, I used to spend hours and stuff from sun up to sundown while I was recovering and stuff. Learning how to draw, so self-taught. Let me see, I make my own sound effects too. Okay, let me think. Let's see, what else? Drawing. I do a lot of, my main things are drawing. The hosting, doing my radio show, creating my brand, branding my company. And then of course, my artwork. My radio show and my artwork are the main things. But I do, of course, a lot of play instrument, play the keyboard. I dance. Only in my mind, but I'm so bad at it in my mind. I'm sick. It's crazy. I say a lot of too. That's not bad.
Yeah. I said she dances in her mind. Join the club, man. We can dance in our mind together. That's me all day. So let's get into your music, your drawing, and your radio show, right? If you had to describe all of your talents for the public audience that has never heard you sing, never heard you on the mic, never seen your drawing, like how would you explain it to somebody new?
friends in my own world. I would just say, let's see, mainly when I aim to do anything, whether it's creating, because I feel like when you're creating, when God gives you a gift and you have the ability to create things, you should create with a purpose, and that purpose should always be of benefit to humanity in a positive manner. I don't know if that makes sense or sounds real dorky, but that is how I feel, you know, that is how I feel. I do things to, my aim is always to inspire and to just teach. Maybe someone can learn from my lessons, and this comes with all of the many different things that I create. My aim is always, again, to inspire and just to maybe cause some type of, some form of thought, you know, self-reflection, you know. I hope we'll let, I hope we'll make it sense, right? This makes sense, right? Okay, yeah, pretty much it. This is what I will pretty much want someone to get to gain from it. You know, I want to leave something in my, something that will live on even after I die, and something that, you know, I can pass on to the children in my life and, you know, something good. Watch, I guess anybody, any adult, you know, that's pretty much their aim when they have children. I don't have, necessarily have children. I do have a lot of children in my life and, quote, unquote, stepkids. So I know it's important. So, yeah. What else you got for me?
Okay. Digging it. Now, go ahead. Were you about to say something?
No. What else do you have? What else?
Oh, you ready? I like it. Yes, I'm digging this. Yes, we have a little fun now. We can have a little fun. Now, I'm a radio host, MC, right? So now I'm about to ask you some questions that people have asked me. What made you create UMB Radio? Like, where did all that come from?
Let me see now. UMB Radio, I was hosting for another radio show, and honestly, somebody planted a seed in my mind, and I feel like it was more so divine inspired because I kind of been guided the entire way. But somebody planted, a friend of mine, matter of fact, shout out to my homie Sincere Slave. He was the first person actually, well, not the first, one of the first to actually plant that seed in my mind about doing my own thing. And once he planted that seed in my mind, I started thinking, I told you, like you said, I feel like it is more so divine inspired. I wanted to create a platform for the ladies and stuff like that. It's such a male-dominated industry in all aspects when it comes to the art and stuff. So I wanted to just create a platform just for us where we can just be ourselves and just learn from each other and teach each other and just network and unite and stuff. So, and not only that, but it was also created to get myself out there as well. You know, I knew that it would be a good idea promote, you know, again, myself, because I was doing more than just the music, more than just the radio show, but I was promoting my artwork. So I knew that, again, it would be a good platform for others, but it also serve as a good platform for me to get my music out to other people and get them a good idea. They'll be able to, when you tune in, you get a good idea, a really, really good feel for the type of person I am and my personality and stuff. Hopefully, it'll make you guys want to actually check me out on Sunday night. Same thing as well, Blog Talk. Soon Blog Talk is super cool. And real quick, I just wanted to let you guys know, UMB Radio, we're sponsoring a brand new show, and I can't wait to let you guys know who's going to be hosting with me. It's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be so cool, so you guys have to support, because you're going to love, and a lot of you ladies out there are going to know exactly who this individual is who will be hosting with me, but I won't say anything yet. Hopefully, within about a week, I'll be able to post it for you guys. And I think that's it. So, go ahead, homie. You're next. What you got?
You got me on the edge of my chair. I'm ready. Like, who is it?
I know. Oh. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. She's beautiful. She's got a great personality. And she's one of the, because a lot of times people can't really match me energy-wise. You know what I'm saying? I know you guys can hear it. So, she's one of the individuals who came on, and she had great energy, and she matched me, and she just great sense of humor, and I love the personality, so I feel like we should blend really, really well together, and I'm telling you guys, you're going to just be so surprised, so you guys have to support, and make sure you like the fan page, Urban Music Box, okay, on Facebook, so you stay tuned, and you'll be informed about everything that's going on, even with the artwork, too, because, you know, in the meantime, in between time, before I start selling my artwork on the hand-painted hats and the hand-painted shirts, I am, you know, kind of doing it for free. So all those people out there who are definitely supportive, who have been a supporter of mine, you know, from the jumpstart, even if you just started supporting, make sure you hit me up and reach out to me and let me know, you know what I'm saying? So maybe I could possibly send you something. And make sure you tag me in it, too.
That is like good. And, no, that's okay.
gotta meet everybody to know. Yeah, cash me out, cash me out, see your friends. And definitely check me out on Sunday. Okay, 9 p.m. 9 p.m. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You and me, baby.
I love it. This energy. Yes, I love it. Ooh, I need this energy today. look, man. So, let's have fun, right? Do a little thank you right quick. You might not have to think, because I got a feeling that you're going to give me something exciting, right? So I want you to describe you and your talents in 3 to 4 words, man. If you had to give me 3 to 4 words.
Energetic. I had a word, but it bounced out my mind that quick. Energetic, what else? I don't know, but it's colorful, a good way, you know, because I guess I would kind of describe animated, man. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm quite animated. My talent is, it's me, just super animated. Animated, let's see, energetic, and sexy. You didn't expect that. Okay.
Yeah, sexy. I know that's right. Bam.
Three. You guys out there, you guys have to make sure you tune in on February 8th. I'll be interviewing my homie. She'll be coming on my show, right?
Yeah. Hey, sure. Hey, we going to get the belt on if they don't come. We're going to get the belt. I got a belt with buckle on it with some Crisco. I dare you not to show up. I dare. Got to support each other, man. We definitely do.
I want to ask you questions, but I want to save them for actual Sunday because I have, you know, plenty of questions. But, you know, I'll wait. I'll wait for that. Where are you located?
Yeah. Man, this is your day, man. I know this is your day.
My day.
Your day, man. So let me ask you a question, too.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. What you about to say?
No, I was just saying I feel so special. I felt super special when I saw my picture on your profile. I was like, oh, man, that looks
sexy. I felt the same way. Like, is that me? You know, I got the hat on, you know. Looking good.
Nah,
you look nice.
Appreciate that.
What they got going on?
That's love, man.
Actually, man, that's love. That's exactly what y'all need to be doing. So maybe put my wig on. Okay. For real. Yeah, I get my D on these people. I ain't lying. I get my D on my babies. I get the belt. So let me ask you a question, too. I think this is a radio question, right? So out of all of the guests that you have ever had on your show, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your answer because it got to be one. All right. Out of all the guests on your radio show, which one had to have been the most creative one? When I say, you know, had you like, woo, you know, laughing when you get off the show, it's like you still laughing, you feeling good. Like, which one had to be the one, man?
That's a toughie because... That's a toughie. So how about we... It's a real toughie. Let me see. I've had so many different people on it. We've been going for a year. Just let you guys know, we started January 19th of last year. So let's see. We have to skip that one. I really don't know. I've had a lot of amazing individuals on there, and I've had some very interesting people, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Let's come back to that question, please. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Yes. Very amazing people.
Yes, it's that one is just like, oh my god, I gotta do it again. Like,
you know what? Actually, I have had one guest that I knew when I had her on, I definitely had to have her. I had to have her back on, but I knew I wanted to wait because I had her on when I very first when I started the show, and I've grown so freaking much, you know what I'm saying? I've grown so much, and I knew that she had a good time the first time. She would definitely have a good time the second time, and I love the personality and energy. And actually, her birthday party is going on tonight. So shout out to Kissa Jill. That will be one of the artists that I enjoyed. One of the artists I enjoyed the most on the show. She's doing a lot of big things. And if you're out here in the Atlanta area, you definitely have to check her out. I'm gonna go down there in a little bit. Her birthday party is mixed with her mixtape release party as well. It's gonna be at my sister's room out here on Glenwood. So if you guys want to come out and support and get a chance to meet me as well. You know what I'm saying? I think it'd be super cool. So shout out to Kissa Jill. She's so super wonderful. She's really sweet. And I have, actually, she'll be coming back on soon. So that's it. I love
her. I cannot wait to hear that interview, man, because I would love to see her in something else. Like, she's an awesome actress, man. Like, real talk. Yeah. Not to mention that she's hot. But she looks great on the screen, okay? You got to rewind it about 6 times to get it right, you know, okay? So
I agree. I've had the pleasure of actually meeting her in person and stuff. She's just as beautiful in person, you know what I'm saying, as she is, like, on the screen and stuff. So inside and out, so she's really a wonderful person, real sweet, real kind. I like that. You know what? I love talented people, but what matters to me most are humble, talented people, because they understand that what they have is a gift. And I love just good-hearted people, you know what I'm saying? Because the world is just so crazy. So when you do meet sincere people, it's definitely a pleasure and honor. You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
I have a question. Well, my question is a little bit off subject. So,
Cool.
Right. I mean, actually, this question, because I feel like you can. So check this out. Do you believe it from, like, your social network, posts, can you tell a lot about an individual from those posts? Because I believe that you can. I will ask you this to ask your people. So I'm curious. Do you believe from your social network posts like Facebook, Twitter, that you can tell a great deal about a person, about their personality and the type of person they are from the stuff that they post?
Yeah and no.
Yeah, I hear that.
I'm going to say yeah, but
okay.
I'm going to say yeah because I think it's more of the language that they put out there in the post. That you can tell who. Then sometimes some people just post some random stuff too, and it just could be something, you know, they seen on TV and they just forgot to put who it was by. So I don't know. You know, like going back to that tag me. So
right.
I guess you could say for the most part yes, and maybe 10% though.
I can dig it. I would say, you know, I agree. I feel the same way. Yes and no. You can tell. And then sometimes, you know, people, they put false, what do you call it? They put a persona on there that isn't necessarily who they truly are. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I know that people do that a great deal, not to the extent of catfishing, but just kind of being a little fake, maybe claiming to be a little bit more religious than they necessarily are and stuff like that. But I feel like, you know, regardless of what type of mask people put on, eventually their true self, it comes out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think it's very, I know it's pretty difficult to really hide yourself. But yeah, I would say yay and nay at the same sense. So, and I feel like it's kind of like with music too. I feel like it's, sometimes you can tell a lot about an individual, and then sometimes, because I've met some very intelligent individuals who listen to, like, some pretty conservative people who listen to kind of ratchet music, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
I've had met some, you know, quote unquote, ratchet people who were real deep and real big on conscious. So, you know, getting that. So I was just curious. I appreciate you playing that game with me.
All right. Look. For real, man, you know, like, for real, like, sometimes, you know, I guess, like, it was just saying a little bit, like, you know, the book by its cover, like that saying from back in the day, judging the book by its cover, because somebody may look a certain way, but that don't mean it's them, you know? So I guess you got to get to know a person mentally. You got to have that bond with them, like, mentally, even if it's just a few seconds, they kind of feel for who they are, you know? You got to have that. Because Facebook will play tricks on you. I'm trying to tell you. Because I thought I had met. Yeah. Thought I met a couple of sweet people on Facebook, and 15 days later, they turned out to be Chucky, the bride of Chucky and the secret Chucky.
I can dig it. You know, I've actually done that, you know, since I've started this radio show. The radio show has taught me a great deal business-wise because I'm a big teddy bear and I just want to love everybody. And, you know, I love to love and I love to get love. But business-wise, you can't do that. You can't do things like that. The radio show has taught me a great deal, like, with people, you know. People won't always, you know, sometimes they'll just flock to you because they feel like you've got something that will be a benefit to them. They might seem like they're promoting, you know, they're supporting you and stuff like that, when deep down inside they're really and truly not. They might be honestly a bit jealous, you know what I'm saying, and not as happy for you as you think they are. So, like, yeah, I've learned from, you know, the radio show too about people in general, just learning a great deal about people and not being so trusting. Like, oh, everybody just loves me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you live and you learn.
Waiting on somebody to come with the real. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Okay, since we have good questions like this, right? It is, and you in the industry, so maybe you can have some people out. I want to know, how do you feel about discrimination in the media, like lesbians being discriminated against? I mean, we do have a newly lesbian artist that just made real big mainstream, Sia. You know, we've had Chopper, you know, has been in the mainstream. And you have a couple of other ones, you know, like Liberate, you know, the Brad Chopper, Sia. So, how do you feel about discrimination in the media, just especially for studs in general? The films should make it, you know, but the studs in general, like, what do you think? How do you feel about that?
Man, I know I'm kind of weird, but I kind of live in a cave, and I really don't pay. I don't really know, you know, I just don't watch anything TV-wise. But I feel like when it comes to the media, yeah, I do think they're discriminated. Yeah, tough question. But, yeah. Oh, when it comes to music-wise, I can definitely answer that one better. Music-wise, I would definitely say, so the media wants a certain image. They want to portray a certain image as far as the female goes and stuff. And, like the way that Nicki is portrayed, I don't feel like, you know, I feel like Nicki's got skills. You know, I feel like she's dope. She's a dope MC. She's got a lot of skills. But her image is just, I don't know, it's kind of slutty. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's like she has no, like the MCs, the music nowadays, like, there's no filter. There's no filter. Like, they just say whatever. Like, yo, there's one song, I don't even know the name of it, but they play it on the radio out here so much. And she's got Drake on it, and they talk about how, you know, that he's never fucked her and stuff. Forgive me for cursing. I don't know if I'm cursed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, it's just the music, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, I feel like it's just, I don't want to go real deep, I feel like it's just a whole lot deeper than what we're seeing, and there's more it's just a whole lot more to the picture. They want people to see things, they want people to think a certain way and stuff like that, they want people to be a part of the norm, they want people to just, you know what I mean, I don't know how to say it. I don't have to say it without sounding, you know, super crazy, and then you guys don't want to check me out on Sunday. So you got to check me out on Sunday and know that I'm not crazy, and I don't talk about conspiracies and stuff like that, you know, on the show. But I feel like it's somewhat of a conspiracy within the music, just because music is so powerful. It's just so powerful. It's so powerful. You have the power to heal people. Music can make you feel differently. You can be feeling sad at one moment. It can make you feel happy. It can make you feel sad. You know what I'm saying? So it's so freaking powerful. Right. And words are so powerful as well. They play in your mind. You know, if you hear something over and over again, it psychologically just stays in your mind, even if you don't like the song. So they know exactly what they're doing by promoting the type of music they play. They curse more on the radio. They have no filter within their lyrics. And they know that the children listen to the music too. So I feel like it's just a whole lot deeper, and, you know, so much deeper than just. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, discrimination. Yeah, definitely would with the studs. Maybe not giving them. Definitely not giving them the type of respect that they deserve and stuff. I don't know. Maybe because of their attire or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense. But I know the best way to do is to be independent anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're independent, you don't have anybody telling you what to do with your music or how to do it and stuff like that, you know, when you own yourself. So I wouldn't want to go through the industry anyway. I wouldn't want to go through the bigger labels, to be honest. If anything, I would just aim for, if I was an artist, you know, right now I'm not working on my music, but when I get to that level to get back to it, I would aim at a distribution deal rather than going for a record, you know, label, because I want to be 100% as creative as I want to without anybody trying to curve my lyrics or curve my style or curve my dress and stuff. You know what I mean? So, sorry, I talked a lot. So I just got tiny one.
What? You should have said what? That's what you're here for. I want you to keep it real, man. I like conversation. You keep it going, for real. I'm glad you're talking.
I damn sure do. That's why, look, and that's another reason why I have the radio show, because I love talking so much, too. So, it's my favorite thing. My freaking favorite thing, you know what I'm saying? So, let me see. Any more questions for Super Awesome Team?
I got one more big question. I got a question, and then I want you to do something for yourself, right, before we go. My big question is, with you being the super talented, awesome person, I had to put the awesome at the door, like, in it, because you are living energy, yes. I want to know, where do you see yourself as an entrepreneur, because that's what you are, entrepreneur in 1 to 3 years? And your main goal in 5, I want to know matter of fact, give me the 5, because I know it's awesome. Where do you see your business in 5 years?
Well, let's go with the artwork. First off, I want to be able to have my own little spot. Let me see, 1 to 2 years. 1 to 2 years, my aim would definitely be able to start generating enough revenue from doing my website, which hasn't gone up yet, so it's definitely in the making and stuff. But it's definitely to be generating enough revenue from my online website and from doing my pop-up shop. Like, shout out to FTCK brand, Fuck the Cool Kid, shout out to Tremaine and stuff. Definitely is super, super inspiring. And I definitely want to get to her level, you know what I'm saying, where I'm able to actually travel from city to cities and all over and stuff like that, selling my artwork and doing what I do best, you know what I'm saying, selling my art. Music-wise, I want to actually be back on the level of maybe creating my own album and stuff, actually investing into my own artwork instead of being featured on everybody else's album and actually doing my own thing this time around. Boom. And then as far as the radio show with the UMB Radio, I'm filming the second show. It's going to do super good, you know, God willing. You know, inshallah, God willing. It will do super fantastic. But I definitely want to get to a point where I can make money from sponsors, from commercials and stuff, and be able to get spins for the artist, you know what I'm saying, and take it through. I haven't even gone even deeper into that vision, you know what I'm saying? But, I just don't want to spread it too much information. But those are some of my visions that I have so far that I'm working towards right now. Definitely the artwork can get to a level where I can be a vendor at these different spots and these different events, and I'm quite confident in my talent that I'll be able to make and generate a great deal from the clothing and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, because I know it's not even about what you're doing and really your talent. When you're selling your business, you're selling yourself. So when people like who you are, you know what I'm saying? So I try to be careful about how I treat people, because I'm the type of person, I may not always remember your name or what it is that you do, but I swear I will always remember how you have made me feel. So be careful how you treat people, and that's what I'm trying to do. I make mistakes. So if I have any mistakes out there, anybody, I definitely didn't mean it. And then if I do feel like I'm a super dope, so I will take the time out to apologize to you, even if you are a stranger. You know? So, but those are my main goals with that right there. And I want to be just, by then, at least 3 years, I feel like I can do it. I don't want to be working for nobody else, just myself, me, myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just a, you know, kind of an idea. I have a clap for myself because I feel a little
good. Yes,
proud.
Like, yes, now that sound. I told you it was gonna be awesome. I told you everything he was about to say. I predicted it. Already knew. I was waiting on it. I wanted to.
We don't have fun. I wasn't thinking we're just gonna have somewhere. I'm having fun with you now, and I was thinking, man, and I said out loud that I'm going to have fun with you on the 8th as well. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, because I never change, man. I'm always going to be retarded. I'm retarded. I might even bring my wig with me, you know? So I'm just...
I can dig it, homie.
I stay the same, you know?
Where you going?
You feel me?
I dig it. Yo, where, tell me where you're located at.
Man, I'm in Virginia. I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, cool. You gotta come out here. I'm coming to Atlanta,
so we better hang out. I'm coming in March.
Hell yeah. I'll definitely look forward to it. Michigan spend time here.
I will be at the basketball tournament. I will be there.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And then we're going to take lots of selfies.
Exactly, man. Hey, I'm down. I like pictures, man. I like pictures. Yeah. We got to take them. Definitely. I might wear some makeup that day. Don't tell nobody. Nobody I know is makeup. Okay.
I can dig it.
I'm gonna snap my thing. I will snap about me some Vaseline. It might not sound too crisp, you know. So I'm gonna look dry. Real. But definitely, man. I definitely want to say thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. Look, also, before we go anywhere. Anyway, I want you to tell us everything you got going on from today to next year. Let us know your social media, any events you're going to have, your video shows, your guests, so we can make sure we support you. We got to know. And that's how we're going to get on it.
I can dig it. And I appreciate support. And I appreciate the love. I really do appreciate you letting me come on here and stuff. So that means a lot. It's been a super session now. I do. But you guys can actually make sure, again, you check me out, okay, every Sunday night. This Sunday, UMB Radio, we are definitely going to take a little vacation, and we're going to bring it back up on the 8th, you know what I'm saying, for my homie with Cheese On coming on, and 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'm sorry, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me see what else. Yeah, make sure you like the fan page Urban Music Box Radio on Facebook. It's going to be so cool. I put a lot of things up there. Some of my artwork up there, too. And I'll be giving away some very, some cool free things very soon, so you definitely have to stay tuned. Make sure you like my fan page as well. Kill It Hunt, or just add me on Facebook, okay, because I'm super cool. And I put a lot of goofy stuff up there. So I promise you, you can scroll down time, your new teeth, you'll find something for me that will make you smile, okay? So make sure you add me. And then make sure you follow us on Instagram, UMB_radio. And if you feel like it, which you should, make sure you follow the new show. It's called What's Poppin' UMB. That's on Instagram. And on Twitter, make sure you follow the radio show. And that's UMB Radio 7, because I locked myself out of the original. So you got to add the 7 on it. And definitely, if you're interested in getting an interview or getting your songs played on my Dope Defy radio show, you got to make sure you hit me up, UMB_radio at yahoo.com. And if you're interested in hosting with me, you'll have lots of fun, I promise. And that's it.
Love it. I'm digging that energy, man. Digging it. Digging it, man. But definitely, anything you want to ask me before we dip?
I'm going to save all those questions for you when you come on my show again on February 8th. And, that's pretty much it. I'm going to talk to you before the show. So I'll definitely ask you all my wonderful questions then.
All right. Well, I thank you, Akila. And it was an honor to have this interview with you, man. And most definitely, man, I will be talking to you on Sunday.
Well, hopefully before Sunday, so we can chop it up and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to chop it up with you and get to know you a lot better and stuff. You definitely see
okay. Okay. Well, look, you know where I'm at. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit you up first. I'm going to hit you up first. We can go ahead and get that popping right now.
Awesome. You know, and actually, while I'm heading out, I'm going to still stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Well, you know what? Guess what? This is the rest of the show. You were the show.
You were the show. It was a great show. I know you guys out there enjoyed it.
Exactly. You made it. See, the next show was tomorrow at doing spoken word, doing open mic tomorrow. So, you know.
I'm going to definitely be tuning in tomorrow and stuff. I'm going to be at work, so I'll be listening in, you know what I'm saying, through my little headset and stuff. I've been tuning into a few of your shows, and they're super fantastic. And what you're doing, hold on. I didn't drink any water. What you're doing is really fantastic. So shout out to Big Up to you and stuff, you know what I'm saying, for all the wonderful things that you're doing for the ladies out here as well. It's big things.
That we doing for the ladies, right? We doing it together. Exactly, man. Can't get no hotter than us. You feel it? It's both of us, man. We in this together, okay?
All right.
Okay, hey, girl. Okay. I'm telling you, man. Most definitely, man. Well, thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. Ladies, if you want to follow KC, you can follow me at KC Team She's On. That's everywhere. Everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, Chad Dick. Say that MySpace. I don't know. They only all of them. You can find me. KC Team She's On. At every social media. And right now, we're going to go ahead and play some of that chopper. So, y'all ladies, have a nice day. And Akilah, I will. Let's chop it up, all right?
All right, homie. And good night, everybody. You guys have a fantastic week. Make sure you make this week a fantastic week. It's because your day is what you make it. So, make it a good one.
And yes, most definitely. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, y'all. Peace.
All right. Ladies, chopper.
This is WTF's Radio with Lady J. We in the motherfucking studio. We hear Kitty Kitty, the fucking remix. Kennyworth Katrina and motherfucking Shambalaga in this bitch. Yeah! Let go. Let's get it. I hear Kitty Kitty Kitty. Yeah, Kitty Kitty.
Hey, what's up? What's happening? She buying, hey, she dig. So, who wants to go say?
Her kitty wetter than a super soaker. Booty tighter than a shower. Find a sweet red wine, mate.
Ladies, make sure May 14th through the 18th, y'all in Sweet Heat, Miami, all those women on the beach, woo, bikinis and boxers and boy shorts and thongs and all kind of weave and swimming with the dolphins. I'm going to need y'all to go to www.sweetheatmiami.com and make sure y'all are in the building because she's on Will Be. Because we are the promotional sponsor. So y'all make sure y'all check it out, all right? Next, we're about to play Young Shorty featuring Sia. Let me in.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Let me in.
They'd rather see me glammed up, panties in the bra. I told them, no, no way. Take me as I am, nigga, and you gon' pay. These lame niggas spin the water while I'm spinning gas. But you don't wanna sign me, cause I ain't taking ass. Nigga, fuck you. Mama too. I'm equal as them, red, white, and blue. I spit crack and they fiending for it. I'm like Bo in the game, niggas leaning for me. I've been praying to the Lord and he sees it for me. Young God in this shit, give me the glory, huh? You think you're fresh, but you ain't better than me. You better sit your ass down and have several seats. If I denounce my throne, you still wouldn't be king. I'm like LeBron in the fourth, nigga, I'm taking the ring, nigga. Nigga came a long way, I did, nigga, try and hold me down. I'm a beast, but I'm coming for whoever hold the crown. Let me in, fire, really show out. I need at least 10 bands if I ever go out. That's the model, fuck the labels and execs too. We independent, me and Wap getting bread, boo. Let me in, though.
Let me in.
But you respect me, nigga. If your ass was in line, I'll be next to a nigga. My big money talk, so don't text me, nigga. And I ain't gon' stop my grind till my text six figures, nigga.
If you have not heard, we will be going to California, baby, 2016 with the Ultimate Five-Star Lesbian Show. You already know. If you have ever, ever, ever been to She Pride, you already know it's a whole bunch of women, a whole bunch of your favorite artists, a whole bunch of everything. All I'm going to say is lesbian at its best, okay? This is what I need y'all to do. Listen. Hard, but I'm giving out a whole bunch of free tickets, man. I'm trying to tell you, once March starts, so you need to be in the building to make sure that you get a chance to win those free tickets to California. Come on now, California. Okay, girl. With the stars, baby. Here we go, shine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
negative. It's alright, cause they know what it is. You really wanna fuck with me. Wanna post up with me. Smoke one with me. Hide down for the riot. I can be yours and you can be mine. Whatever you do, how you do, how you do, how you do, how you do it. You put me in the groove. And you make a young nigga wanna move. Baby, all I want is you. And I ain't lying when I say you get me out of bed in the morning to make my day. Got that ass, I ain't gon' lie, I'm so fascinated. And all that I need from you is to show me you're dedicated down to me all the time, always trying to rock with me. Oh baby, you know, you lick your lips and I lose control. Yeah, I know you wanna fuck with me, trying to post up with me, show love to me. Is it real, girl, or not? Yeah, you can be the one to show me what's up. Whatever you do, I do, how you do, how you do, how you do it. You just put me in a groove, and you make a young nigga wanna move, move. Stepping close to me, I will not do you wrong. Baby, all I want is you, and I ain't lying when I say, get me out of bed in the morning to make my day. Got that ass, I ain't gonna lie, I'm so fascinated. And all that I need from you is yes, to show me that it's dedicated.
away. Looking at this phone where you taking up space. Been a year and I feel depressed to leave. Guess I'm too damn proud to face the word defeat. But
I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want
you. Tried to tell you a million times, had to let what's on my mind.
I don't mean to, 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 but I love.
You always thought about grocery gold, but Queen said she prayed for him. All the arguments, damn, I swear that I'm sorry. you was the one that backed up my major hobbies. Now I'm sitting back stuck. Cold weather got me froze, home changed up. Give me props cause you knew you had enough. But the energy you give, can't give it up. I still smile and reminisces. Wrote this verse after nightmare with your vision. I hope it ain't true, that's my wishes. Cause you so true, God's my witness. You deserve so much better. Couldn't tell you this, guess I got a little clever. Promise that I'm changing for the better. And when I said I loved you, yeah, I meant forever, but
I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you.
I'm trying to tell you a million times. Had to let what's on my mind.
I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't mean to.
And I wish you well. I really do. Hey.
I don't need you.
And I might be sorry for a lot of things.
I don't need you, but I want you.
And I'm not sorry for this.
All right. Well, we got one more event to plug, man. The Coldest on the Courts, brought to you by Supergirl Entertainment out of Atlanta, Georgia. Look, it's a basketball tournament. If you want to register, it's only $10. Come on now. I know we got some basketball stars out there. Everybody out here think they LeBron or Kobe, got some hit, got some scales, got some turnovers. We know you got some turnovers. You ain't all that good. No, I'm just joking. But y'all make sure y'all hit Supergirl Entertainment just like it's spelled super, S-U-P-A space girl E-N-T on Facebook. I'm trying to tell you, man, they got this big old basketball tournament with some of your hottest LGBTQ stars going to be duking it out. Now, I know you ladies want to see that, girl. Want to see your favorite stars out there and them tight basketball shorts moving and they booty clapping. Don't act like y'all don't want to. Okay, you talking to KC now. Okay? Don't act like that. Don't lie to me. I know what you want to see. Get my belt for the nasty self. Gotta make sure y'all hit it up, man. It's going to be at the Central Park Recreation Center, 400 Merritt Avenue Northeast. And be $3 before 5 o'clock and $5 after. Food for children. You can bring your kids, man. This is going to be dope. You bring your kids, children 5 and under are free, okay? Here go the tournament day. The same place, the Central Park Recreation Center. February 21st, then you got March the 7th, right? And then you got March the 27th. That's the final game. That's like going to be like the big playoff, the March Madness. Man, they're going to be crazy, man. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all need to be in the building. I heard stuff as a TV player, y'all. I need y'all to get there. Beat me there, all right? One more song before the evening closed out. I heard y'all like Shine so much, so I'm going to let y'all hear another song from her.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Cloud nine, yeah.
You take your chick so high,
so high, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You make a nigga wonder why.
You are the one for me.
I'm
stuck in a dream. I'm dreaming.
Cloud nine, I don't know.
know what to do. Man, I'm walking with a 10. I ain't talking about my shoe, huh? Your guess is better than mine. I'm taking my time. And if you ain't get that, yeah, I'm fucking with a dime, huh? We can ride out with the top down. Gon' pull them down, baby girl, let the top out. Cause I wanna see, know you wanna see me in the Lamborghini, bumping cool speed. Woo!
Baby, I know your love is real from what you show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just tell me the deal, what's up? Oh no, oh no, oh no. About nine, yeah.
You got the chick so high,
so high, yeah. Oh yeah.
You make a nigga wonder why.
You are
the one
for me, and it seems that I'm stuck in a dream. I'm dreaming. So high, pick me up and take me to the nightly sky. So high,
I can't
imagine you without me, baby. Baby, I know your love is real from what you show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you tell me to deal, what's up? Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Hey, yeah.
Cloud nine, yeah.
You make a nigga so high,
so high, yeah. Oh yeah.
Gee, make the time. I wonder why.
All right, ladies, it's been a pleasure. KC, I love you. Again, follow me at KC Team She's on that everywhere you can imagine. Or KAYCEE space She's on. You can follow me everywhere there, too. Look, man. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, She's on, man. Thank you all for tuning in again. Shout out to the homie, Akilah Hunter. I need y'all to support her as well, okay? Follow her on Facebook. It's spelled just like this. It's A-K-I-L-A, the Hunter. It's just like that. So I need y'all to follow her. Hit her up on Sundays with the UMB Radio, man. That's another hot spot, okay? We got to support each other. We all we got, man. We don't got each other, man. Who else do we got? All right? Make sure y'all spread that love throughout the country. Support unity. Leave the hate at the gate. I tried to rhyme. Sweet, I'm cute, okay? I love y'all so much. She's on.